It's the Real Roots Radio podcast, on-demand content highlighting the best information and entertainment from the Real Roots Radio team. Let's hear a tall tale from the road, the music and memories of our very own Chubby Howard.
Tall Tales from the Road, Music and Memories with Chubby Howard. Chubby, we've talked about your time in Tacoma, Washington, and I know a guy that you spent plenty of time with up in that neck of the woods was the great Buck Owens.
Couldn't believe it. What happened, Roy? I was in Florida with a fellow by the name of Ernie Lee, and they're doing a television show, WTVT, and my wife was there, and her mother was real bad sick. I didn't go downtown for the first few days I was in town because everybody said, Chubby, when you go out in the Northwest, the musicians, they'll just jump all over you. They're so good. And I was a little bit leery. And that first trip, I went down to Pacific Avenue, and there was a place called the Grenadier. And I walked in there, and you couldn't hardly walk through the crowd. There were so many people, and there was a big sign over the stage that said, Buck Owens and the Barquet Gang. And I walked up, I finally got through up close to the stage, and there was a jukebox, and I leaned up against the jukebox, and they played two or three songs, and lo and behold, they said, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in 20 minutes or whatever. And believe it or not, Buck Owens walked right straight to that jukebox and plugged it in. So it would play, see? And I said, sir? And he said, just a minute. I want to hear this song. And he put in money and hit play. It was Ray Price. One more time. I wonder what the power is that you hold over me. He said, listen to this steel guitar. He didn't know I played the steel. And he got through and he said, okay, I'll talk to you. I said, my name's Chubby Howard, and I just moved into town a few days ago, and I play the steel. And I didn't get that out of my mouth till he hollered to his steel player, hey, come here, meet a steel player, Chubby Howard. And lo and behold, he said, you got your picks with you? And I said, yeah. He said, you're going to play the next set. And I got up with Buck Owens. Can you believe it? The first time I met him, and I played that set, and he liked me. He said, man, you play good. I could play pretty good when I was younger and different things. And the steel player said, you play good. Said, I ain't going back up. I played the last three sets with Buck Owens. And when we got through that night, he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm looking for a job of picking. He said, buddy, if I didn't have my steel player, you got the job with me. And he said, come on. And he took me out, and about three doors up, there was about five honky-tonks in a row.
Right.
He took me up to one called the Circle. And he walked in. And they was just beginning to quit because at 2 o'clock or whatever. And the leader come down, and he said, I want you to meet a steel player, Chubby Howard. And he said, are you working somewhere? And I said, no, sir. He said, you want a job? And I said, yeah. He said, my steel player, the last night, tonight. And he hired me, and I sat there for 6 months. Every once in a while, Buck Owens, his steel player would go to California, and he'd call me. And then he brought Hank Thompson in and different ones, and I got to back him up.
Wow. You want to talk about a guy that's been with the stars, Chubby Howard on Tall Tales from the Road.
I thought the world of Buck Owens, man.
On Real Roots Radio. Hi, this is Roy Hatfield inviting you to tune in each weekday morning at 8:30 for Tall Tales from the Road, the music and memories of a resident country music encyclopedia, Chubby Howard.